USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Moscow says it's been pulling back some of the 150,000 troops that the United States and its allies are warning have converged around Ukraine on three sides. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told MSNBC's Morning Joe that he hasn't seen it.
Well, there's what Russia says and then there's what Russia does. And we haven't seen any pullback of its forces. They remain massed in a very threatening way along Ukraine's borders. It would be good if they followed through on what they said, but so far we haven't seen it.
NATO Secretary General John Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that, in fact, Russia continues to increase the number of troops and more are on the way. Two Texas sheriff deputies were shot and wounded after exchanging gunfire with a suspect who was struck and killed. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the incident happened in Katy, Texas, about 30 miles west of Houston. Both officers were hospitalized with what appears to be non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get a fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The U.S. government says it faces significant harm if an appeals court fails to reverse an injunction barring enforcement of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all government workers, and that testing unvaccinated employees will cost over $22 million taxpayer dollars a month. White House Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director Jason Miller disclosed in a declaration that the government would be hurt on several fronts if it cannot enforce the vaccine requirements. On January 21st, a U.S. judge in Texas ruled that President Joe Biden could not require federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and block the U.S. government from disciplining any employees failing to comply. The U.S. Coast Guard announced it has suspended the search for passengers who were on board a small plane that crashed off the coast of North Carolina. Four teenagers and four adults returning from a hunting trip were on board the plane. One body has been pulled from the Atlantic Ocean by search crews combing the area, and there is no indication that anyone survived the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The Biden administration, through Press Secretary Jen Psaki, is continuing to deny distributing crack pipes to drug users. But speaking on Newsmax, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee disagrees.
It's amazing to us that they continue to ignore this issue. And they continue to say they are fighting drugs when indeed they're enabling drugs.
The White House is denying the report that the safe smoking kits being distributed through a $30 million grant program will make it easier to smoke any illicit substance, including crack cocaine and crystal methamphetamines. Blackburn, meanwhile, said there's enough fentanyl and other drugs coming into the United States from Mexico to kill every American, but the administration is not doing anything to fight this.
Well, there's enough fentanyl that has come in the country in 21 that would kill every American citizen, and they're doing nothing to fight this. They don't close the southern border. They are going after no cash bail. They're allowing the cartels to operate on U.S. soil, and they will not tell us what they are doing with this money for safe smoking kits.
Over the last 12 months since the Biden administration took office, there have been over 150,000 drug-related deaths in the United States. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.